The last time we sailed on the Nile, in the Upper Nile, on Lake Nasser, and now we are sitting in front of the most magnificent and very well-known temples of Abu Simbel, built by Ramses II and in honor of his beloved Nefertari in the old kingdom of Nubia. We just finished touring the site. The banks of the river is behind us and we are facing the temples. Temples that in a magnificent and tremendous engineering and international collaboration work back in the 60s and 70s, disassembled, relocated and reassembled on this part of the Nile. And the story about that is well known. So I ask again, we ask again, one another, to find again in our hearts, through our energy, through our bodies, our sacred bodies, the connection that brings us here, the intention that brought us here to this journey, as we began over 3 weeks ago in Giza, and we complete and begin a new beginning in our life from here on. We ask all together to once again join hearts, join minds, join in the field, join in the love, in the unity, in the compassion, in the kindness, in the care and gentleness, in the beauty, the joy, the celebration of our soul, of our infinite family of light, those that are here, present in their bodies, and those that are beyond the veil, in a multi-dimensional reality that is far, far more grand than we can ever imagine, but we always feel their presence, their love, their energy with us wherever we go. Again, the place we are lends itself, invites itself, help us awaken more into the presence of our soul with the peaceful, pristine and serene day, the calm river, the beautiful clear blue sky, the mountains that watch us, hug us, love us, and the hands of thousands and thousands of souls, humans, that build these magnificent temples in honor, love, and dedication for their king and queen thousands of years ago, and they are still here. Can you imagine those souls, those hands still here, honoring everyone who walks through these temples? You can feel their energy, their love. So open up, drop even deeper into that space of timelessness, of beingness, of light, beyond light, beyond this dimension, beyond anything that is physical, through your heart, through your intuition, through your divinity, through everything you are. Breathe and love yourself. Always love yourself first, even more. And then extend your heart, your love, your compassion and light to those that come around you, before you, in the now, in the future, those that are in trouble and in need, and also those that walk side by side you every day, your family, your colleagues, your neighbors, the people you meet at the grocery store, at school, at work, at church, at the mosque, at the synagogue, everywhere. We are all souls. We are all helping one another. Each individually has its own unique path here. Complex, but yet as one we walk this earth. As one we awaken to a new shift, new consciousness, a new beginning.
As we prepare for the final concluding channel from Kryon, I invite you to create a construct around you. And the shape of this construct is going to be a pyramid. What is the foundation of your pyramid? What is that core belief that makes up the backbone of your life, of your reality? And are there other things you wish to add to that foundation, or is that foundation complete enough for you? And as you reflect on that foundation, this is where you are reminded that your soul is eternal. You are a piece and part of the Creator. That is your foundation. And as we move to one of the four sides that make this pyramid, let us reflect on the physical aspects. What are the things you have seen with your eyes? What are the things you have held in your hands? What are the things you have inhaled through your nose? What are the many physical aspects that make up your personal pyramid of life? And we wish to move on to the next side of the pyramid, which is the mental side. What are the thoughts that you carry within your mind? Is your mind open to receive new information? And being open to new information requires another aspect, which is that of discernment. Do the things you hear resonate with you? Or perhaps they are simply things you hear and you can agree to disagree. But you can do that from a place of kindness and respect. And as we move to the next side of our pyramid, we connect in with the emotional aspects. What are the emotions that you hold precious and dear that make up your pyramid? What are the emotions you wish to amplify and have more experiences of? And what are those emotions that we still cannot help feel because we are always in duality, but perhaps some of those emotions are able to be released into the winds of change and blown away from you. And finally, let us move to the last piece of our personal pyramid, which is that of the spiritual aspect. What are the spiritual aspects that make up the personal pyramid of your life? What is that relationship that you have to the Creator? What is that relationship you have to your guides? What is that relationship you have to your soul? These are but just some of the aspects you are invited to ponder in the construction of your own pyramid. And as you feel the various aspects moving through, the invitation is to integrate it into every cell of your body, so that as you leave this place, they remain a permanent part of your everyday expression.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the last day of the family called the Cryon Tour. We'll be together in this way. And it's a celebration of sharing of so many things. But I want you to gaze for a moment at what is behind my partner that you have called Abu Simbel. What this is truly is the salvation of a lineage and a message. If you ask an Egyptian, they will say the message is not about kings or pharaohs. Truly, the message is about love. For those of you who don't know what I'm speaking of, look it up. This is the creation of something thousands of years ago, which has lasted, that the world saved from being underwater. So it is a preserved lineage, perhaps even greater than love. And it's lasting. You are amongst the energies of a shift. It's not one thing, it's many things. And the ones who are being stirred up the most by this shift are the ones who feel they know what they're supposed to be doing. And suddenly it changes. I tell you this because for so many of you, there are so many kinds of decisions to make. There are those who perhaps are new to my messages. And they may say, well, I'm not really sure I agree with all of the things that are the discovery of self, but what is it truly, Cryon, that you would want us to do? And I'll say it again. Leave the lineage of love and kindness and sharing and compassion for 2022 and 23 and 24 and beyond, so that someday historians will say, this was the year that the world said, no more war. That's the lineage of love that you can create. And in the process, you might change what you think you're here for. And it's not here to be a certain belief system or to obey certain rules. It's here to love God with all of your heart and absorb the kindness and the compassion and the sharing that the Creator gave to you in such purity that an old soul will start seeing it and recognize it and using it. And that changes how you think. It changes how you think. So many old souls are here, perhaps even on this particular trip, who feel they know what they're about. And I'm going to tell you that this shift of energies in this year may change that. Because suddenly things are rearranging themselves. And that goes for the energies that you think are steady, perhaps, or sacred, perhaps, that you don't want to change. And suddenly you realize, wow, there's something bigger for me. So my plea in this last message for all of you who care about these things, don't make up your mind. You think you know who you are. There is a tremendous discovery of self waiting for all of you, if you want it. If you want it. We're going to close this by telling you about woe. This last visit to Yusha. And woe is here among you yet again. In this story that we have been telling now for days and days, where woe sits before Yusha and he learns so many new concepts and principles about that which he never knew before, about the Creator and himself. And you might say woe is a new person, a new human, because of these things that woe has shared with Yusha, and Yusha has shared with woe. They are good friends now. Woe wasn't certain at first, but soon he realized that Yusha was a wise teacher. Woe finds himself at that place where Yusha has always met him, waiting for the next episode, you might think, the next teacher, you might say, the next teaching, you might say, teachings and more information, and he's learning so much. And Yusha is not there. The community that he saw originally that brought him to Yusha is all around him. They're always there. That community that seemed that the sand did not encumber them, and they walked freely, and the sand seemed to go away from them as they walked instead of slowing them down. This was the metaphor we used in the past of walking in an old energy and feeling bogged down by it. Woe was no longer in that energy. Yusha was not there. So he went over to one of the community members and said, "Dear one, I am looking for Yusha." And the man turned to him and said, "Well, we have seen you come many times, Woe. And we thought you were a little odd because you sat on that rock and talked to yourself a lot." And Woe said, "Where is Yusha?" And the man said, "Woe, there is no one here named Yusha. Yusha is the word we use for wise teacher." And then Woe started to realize that all of this time, his intuition had been speaking to him through this, his guide, and everything that he had been taught was right from his own soul. What if this is possible for you? Do you dare sit alone by yourself and speak out loud, "Dear Spirit, tell me what it is I need to know"? And if you mean it, you might get intuition about things you don't expect, or things that are different from what you thought. Woe went from that place realizing he had had the most sacred teacher he could ever have, coming from his own soul energy for himself, taught in a way that he needed to hear. This is the promise. You will be given things you need for you I want you to get this straight and clear. Spirit knows you so well, what you're interested in, what you're not, what your personality is like. It's a beautiful system that God cares enough to know you, your name, and all of the things around you that you like and don't like. Custom made it is, a teaching for you through intuition, if you ask. This is the discovery of self, that you might believe in yourself enough to say, what is next? Dear Spirit, I'm ready. That's the story of woe. Perhaps it's your story. Perhaps it's a love story. The lineage you leave on this planet, kindness, love, compassion, and caring. Love God with all of your heart. While you're awake, while you're asleep, make it the priority, and all things will be added to you. I am crying in love with humanity, and for good reason. And so it is.